one of my all-time favorites. The price is too high. Okay, let's talk about price. There's a certain cost of doing business. The product costs $1,000, and you're asking $2,000, and then you have a $1,000 markup, which then again has to cover sales commissions and whatever. So you have a margin. So let's say that I sold the product for $1,000, because you can't sell, so I lower the price. If we sell it, then we break even. Nobody makes any money. How about if I sell it at $500? That means we're losing money. At what price will the product sell itself? For most products, there is a price that you can reduce it to. Like if you have a car and you're really stretching it, you bought it for $30, you drove it for a year, you want $28 for it. It's a possibility on some cars that are in demand, you can get $28. But you're going to wait a while. That car is going to depreciate while you're waiting. But somebody might just give you that $28. It might sell a lot faster at $26. But it still might take a while because $26,000 is still a lot of money. There's a lot of cars to choose from out there. You're competing against not only all the used cars, but all the new cars as well. They offer finance. Maybe if you reduce the price to $15,000, people will beat a path to your door because now it's almost like a steal. There is a point where you can reduce the price where it'll probably sell itself, but there's a lot of products that even then that won't happen. There's software products that are very complex. They're not really aware of what to do with a product like that, and it involves them changing their behavior and their business and training people. Even if the software is free, they're still going to incur a cost. So that software, the price might be very arbitrary. It might be worth $1,000, it might be worth $50,000. What does it do for the business? It doesn't really matter what it costs to develop the software. And of course, the incremental cost of software is usually zero. Once you develop it, it just matter of transmitting online or putting on a DVD or something. What is it worth for the business? You know, what can they do with it? That's relevant to what that should be selling for. If you reduce the price to half, so instead of 50, it's 25, or down to 10, or down to 5, it would not sell itself. People will still not find out about it. They still won't understand it. They're still not going to spend good money, and they're still not going to change all their behavior without being highly motivated to do so. So in that case, lowering the price is irrelevant. Salespeople who use these lame bullshit excuses, what they're saying is that they want the product to be easier to sell without them having to work hard or master the sales process or actually be a good salesperson or a closer. So they use that as an excuse, and of course everybody, oh yeah, price is too high. Because what are we all trained to think? Oh, look at that car, price is too high. Almost everything you look at, oh, gas, price is too high. Look at that house, price is too high. That's their first reaction. Anytime you have a car, they come, I don't know, your price is too high. You can have a car for $10,000, it's worth $20,000, and the first thing out of their mouth is, I don't know, will you take $8,000? They just been trained in a horse trade, negotiate. Prices are totally arbitrary. There are no firm guidelines how you set price. The only price methodology that is real is called market pricing. You price the product to what the market will buy. There's a supply and demand curve. If you lower the price, volume might go up, in which case you have to look at the total gross revenue to the company versus cost and optimize your price equilibrium point between supply and demand where it optimizes your profits. But in most cases, something like software, you're better off just having better salespeople and doubling your price. Your costs stay fixed, and your profits go through the roof. Because it's hard to sell anyway. It's hard to sell at 20, it's hard to sell at 10. So if you can get 20 for it, that's the price. That's the price it should be at, because that's the price that person decided. At this price, I'd rather have your software than the $20,000 I have in my pocket. And beyond that, at that price, I'd rather have your software than anything in the world I can buy for $20,000. That's a high bar. You're literally competing not just against other products and not just against the theoretical value of the money, but against everything else that money could buy. And at that point, the customer trades the cash for your product, and you have a sale. That's the bar. That's the price. Usually depends on your ability to create value and to explain the value and what the implications are for integrating their product into their business. How can you transfer enthusiasm and let them see the creative, compelling vision of the future and how things will improve if they buy your product? That will create more value than another product feature will.